For YPR News, I'm Sarah Brown. It's sheep shearing season across Montana and the Northern Plains as ranchers get ready for lambing. Renewed interest in wool and high market prices mean learning to better sort wool is a potentially lucrative skill for Montana's sheep producers. That's the sound of some 600 sheep being shorn in a metal sheep shed at the Montana State University Agricultural Experiment Station in Norris. Outside, the snow-topped Tobacco Root Mountains rise to the west. Inside, customers, all pregnant ewes, queue in a chute wearing their warmest winter coats. The half-dozen professional sheep shearers pull them one by one onto their plywood platform, tip them onto their rumps, and clutch them between their knees. They can strip a sheep's fleece in about 2 minutes. Below them are students who collect the fleeces tossed down by the shearers. Whitehall sheep rancher Paul-Ann Bruner is one of them. She's watching another student gather up a fleece to fling onto the skirting table, a slatted merry-go-round that helps sorters pick through the wool.
That bottom part is too low and she didn't get it in her hands. It's going to catch, and then it's, instead of being with the whole side up, it's going to be, unless she gets a really good swing on it, it's going to, see, catch.
Tossing a fleece like throwing out a tablecloth takes practice. Students here are part of a 2-day wool handling school held last month by the university's Sheep Extension Program. They're learning how to sort, package, and label wool as it's shorn. MSU sheep specialist Brent Rader says it's a way to add value at market.
There's a very large demand in wool right now. People are really looking for a sustainable, source-verified product if they can find it. People are kind of tired of buying plastic stuff from overseas and really looking for a high-quality American-made product.
Montana's tied with Wyoming for having the most valuable annual crop of wool in the United States, $2.50 a pound grease, meaning uncleaned. Rader says last year's wool prices were record high, up 30% from the year before. That's in part because Australian sheep producers have reduced their numbers by about 50 million head over the last couple of decades.
And so that's really benefited Montana and the northern Great Plains. Right now, we are the epicenter of fine wool or quality wool production in the United States. Why we do these wool handling schools is basically to maintain that quality. Wool has to be put up properly and packaged properly.
The parameters are loosely set by a small handful of local wool buyers based on feedback they get from U.S. and international textile mills. Wool's priced by class, which is measured using what's called the micron system.
You know, they might say, you know, based on the market conditions and the demand for wool and the price, looking at the futures market, you know, your breaking point ought to be like a 24, 25 micron.
Wool that fine wicks, breathes, washes. It's natural and it's increasingly American. American wool producers, many in Montana, have invested heavily in breeding sheep with finer wool, and manufacturers have developed new ways to wash wool to make it softer, thinner, ideal for next-to-skin clothing lines. Instructor Cheryl Schultz has been classing wool for years.
They are actually taking a sample from each sheep, and they will take it back to the wool lab on MSU campus and measure the fiber diameter, because we want, you know, smaller fibers more comfortable next to the skin.
Schultz watches students throw fleeces onto the spinning skirting table, plucking out dirty bits and second cuttings, the forgotten bits of fleece that cling to a shorn sheep and are removed last. It takes each just a few seconds, and then there's another fleece and another and another.
Not everybody does the skirting process that we're teaching here today, but it's kind of the final step to add some value to it, because we can even remove some of the sweaty locks that are under the front and rear legs of the sheep. We can remove any stained wool. If there's a belly that's damp, we can take it out. If we don't do these wool handling steps here now, there's no other place along the processing line to do it.
Student Paul-Ann Bruner is super attentive. She knows she'll be able to use what she's learned at the wool handling school to get more value out of her sheep.
Well, if I have less debris and less short cuttings in my wool, my price goes up. I think it really does improve what you get if you clean it up a bit, because when I get a core sample done, I've been at about 50% debris and oils and things like that, and I think I could improve that factor.
Sarah Brown, YPR News.